Amen and amen. And amen. Did they kneel? Let's start with prayer. Okay. All right, bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with another Sabbath day. Thank you for keeping us safe all throughout the week. Thank you for the trials and tribulations that come our way. And thank you for the smiles that you teach us to have during the trials. Thank you for your peace being so perfect and so real. It's sad to see so many people out there that are scared in life. If they would only give your son a chance, they would realize that even though we all have trials, they can have the smiles with the trials, knowing that all things are working out to your glory. Please bless us with your continued presence throughout this church service. Thank you for bridling my tongue and any tongue that speaks. And thank you for letting the showbread be changed again this Sabbath day. We also uplift all those that are on our prayer list, especially those that are lost and those that are in need of healings. And we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, the Lord Creator, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. And amen. All right. Okay, just answering a PM there. All right. So, welcome and Sabbath blessings to everyone and the new people that are down there on the bottom of the list. Got quite a few of you down there. On question number 20, for those of you that are new, just scroll underneath the chat room if you want to follow along and scroll down to question number 20. And the question is, when Jesus comes, he will consume together those who eat what three things? And for those of you that have been studying with us all along, we know this particular study has to do with the health message and the clean and unclean foods that a lot of people out there in the world seem to think that it's okay to eat now. For some odd reason, even though God didn't recreate humans. It's just like if you had bought a gasoline engine from a guy and decided, well, I'm going to go home and put milk in the gas tank because I feel like it. You know, it's not going to run very well. You know, I mean, mixed milk with the gas. I mean, it'll run, but it'll eventually break down. You know, so anyway, the answer to the question is, and thank you again, Brother Gorin, is Isaiah 66, verses 15 and 17. It says, for behold, now check this out, because a lot of people don't seem to realize this, that this is talking of the end. It says, for behold, the Lord will come with fire and with chariots, like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by a sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. So, just so you know, the ancient Roman soldiers used to carry dried up mice in their bags when going on long trips. You know, because they only had like chariots or horses back then, and so it wasn't like they had a motorhome where they can go for a long trip and have, you know, a whole kitchen. They would carry, kind of like the cowboys with the beef jerky. I mean, they still sell beef jerky to this day, but I've never seen it where it's made from mice. But that's what they would do. And I'm assuming they would peel the fur off the mouse, or if they already, I don't know. Well, from what I understand, they would just eat the mouse whole. I don't know if they eat the head, but, you know, because there ain't much to the bones and whatnot of the mice. So, but as for the swine or the pig, it too is mentioned along with the mouse, because a point is being made here. Both the swine and the mouse are on the long list of unclean foods found in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. The Lord doesn't have to mince words or beat around the bush when he mentions something. It coincides with that which is already written. And so when he mentions the mouse and the swine, you got to know it's part of the whole ball of wax when it comes to things like that. And in ancient days, when someone mentioned eating a pig, it was just as offensive as an offensive thing to hear as when you just heard about the Roman soldiers eating mice. It simply wasn't done by many, and especially never done by the Jews. I mean, the Jews, they did make money with the pigs, which is really hypocritical if you think about it, because, like Legion, those pig farms or those pig pens, if you will, they, like when Jesus cast the demons out of Legion, they all went into the pigs. And then, of course, they ran down the side of the hill and just drowned themselves in the ocean because they didn't want anything to do with the demons in them. It's just like that song by Barry Manilow where he says it's actually Satan that wrote the words to that song. Maybe I'll share it later for those of you that never heard the actual words to the song where Barry Manilow sings a song called I Write the Songs That Make the Young Girls Cry. Well, that was one of Satan's coming out songs, and I remember sharing that on the street many years ago when I used to expose backward masking and rock and roll, as well as the Antichrist. I was still the Sunday keeper back then, and I had information that was pretty intense, and one of the things was that song by Barry Manilow. And the reason I bring it up is because that's why the demons in Legion wanted to be cast into the pigs. They wanted to be in something that's alive because, like it says in that song, when I'm in you, I feel young again, even though I'm very old. And so there's a reason those words are written the way they were, and when, if you want, I can share the song later. But, I'm not going to sing it, I'll just share the words. But one thing many people fail to realize is that we were created by a God. And yes, abortion and strange religions has made many believe we evolved. Abortion especially makes many of our young people think creation is a lie because the convenience of abortion is far too tempting to delve into. So they have to latch onto evolution so the guilt of killing a child isn't part of the picture for them, even though it's going to be anyway. Every woman that I've ever known that's ever had an abortion always have guilt afterwards, even if they're atheist. They always have that guilt issue. And then, of course, they have major physical problems. There's a big difference between a miscarriage and abortion. A miscarriage, the body is going to bounce back because it sees the thing happening and the chemicals are released from certain organs to allow for a healing of the body itself. I mean, there's still going to be some detrimental situations with miscarriage, but with abortion, you're just ripping a kid out like that, no warning whatsoever. The body thinks everything's going well, the baby's growing, everything's cool, and all of a sudden, bam, the kid's ripped out of the womb. I've also met women that have had serious medical issues afterwards because of that, because the body just couldn't respond quick enough to prevent certain things from happening. With a miscarriage, it kind of sees it coming. And so, but it's like with the abortion thing and the bouncing around in the mind of thinking out of evolution. I mean, this is especially true when you're a Christian. You're in a Christian household wherein getting pregnant as a teenager will cause you much shame and turmoil. But if you believe the leaders of the church as well as the leaders of the nation that the fetus, they always like to give it names, but to take away from the fact that it's a little boy or a little girl. I understand the fetus is a scientific term, but they use it so flippantly today. It's just like the word abortion. Instead of saying infanticide, they say abortion. They just soften the tone a little bit, But when the leaders of the nation and, the doctors and all them, they say that the fetus within you is nothing more than a clump of useless cells. Then not only does that, it's kind of like them saying that removing the cells seemed the better option, which in turn solidifies the mindset that God was in no way involved in that which is growing within them, even though the Bible says he knew us in the womb and named us in the womb. And that name is going to be upon that child if that kid makes it to heaven. I'm not going to judge, but I do know that the book of Isaiah does talk about babies growing up as calves in the stall in heaven. Whether it's aborted babies or miscarriages, it doesn't matter. I don't, and that's one of the reasons I certain things are not, put forth in the scriptures. It's kind of like a need-to-know basis, so if he's not going to mention it, and if he's not going to go into detail, neither am I. I'm not going to guesstimate things. So, But another way Satan gets people to deny their Creator is by diet. And eating swine is not only considered absolutely normal today, the flesh of a pig has become very tempting for many, as is very flavor-filled meat. It's mostly because they do put a lot of brine in it. I don't think anybody here would, I've known people in my past when I used to hang around in these crowds of, well, the bikers had a tendency to have entire pig roasts and stuff like that. I don't remember if they injected the animal, the dead animal, with brine or anything like that, but I know, especially when they make bacon, they inject all sorts of salt water, which is brine, into the meat to make it even tastier. So everything from bacon to pork rinds has caused many to partake without a second thought regarding how it not only defiles the body, but it sickens the body as well. And that is their way of denying the Creator comes in. And what I mean is, even though we have scientific evidence confirming that the human body cannot eat certain foods without dealing with some sort of disease, most people are still going to eat it. It's just like smoking. They figure, well, it's not going to kill me the second I chow down on it, you know? Like, you have your first cigarette, it could take 20, 30 years before you start seeing some detrimental effects to your heart, your lungs, whatever the case may be. So they look at it the same way with eating the clams or the oysters or the lobsters or the crayfish or the catfish or pigs or whatever, all the unclean things. What they're doing right off is denying they were created by a God who knows what type of foods we can and cannot eat because He made us. Just like I was saying a minute ago about the maker of an engine specifies what type of fuel and oil is required for that engine type. God has made us to be able to thrive on certain foods. It's kind of like that that stuff that we ran across. I put those two videos on the site years ago, and we came across another one about a month or so ago, and I apologize for sharing it with you because I didn't realize the woman was literally covered in makeup. But the fact of the matter is, I do remember these two women that I put these videos on the website years ago, and both, I think one was in her late 70s, the one was in her mid-80s, and they both looked to be in her 30s or 40s. Because of the diet. They didn't eat any meat whatsoever in their lives, and they went a little bit further, though. They just ate raw, and that was it. And it made them a lot healthier, and they aged a lot slower and stuff like that. But some are going to ask the question, why did he make the pig if we can't eat it? Well, let me ask you this. Would you eat a fly if it was the size of a pig? Seriously. Of course not. Flies are disgusting. You always see them standing on things you wouldn't even want to be near. They eat all sorts of waste. And it's... Because a pig is nothing more than a giant fly. Just like a clam, or an oyster, or a lobster, or a catfish. They are waste eaters. That being said, God made pigs as well as many other animals to get rid of the slop that's on this planet. If these animals weren't here, it wouldn't be easy to be breathing in outside. I mean, it always has amazed me. For as long as I can remember, how is it I can be out in the middle of a field? And I've done this quite a few times. I like to go out and, forest and stuff like that and pray, and every now and then you'll run into an area where it's a big, wide-open field, maybe 10 acres. It's just a big, wide-open field. And you see, deer droppings, and also, you see evidence of the animals all over the place, right? But how is it you come upon a pile of waste or even a dead animal? Where do the flies come from? I mean, out of the blue like that. Our Father knows what He's doing. He's created this planet and the animals, insects on it to help take care of it. And one of the things you don't eat are the things that are out there like little garbage collectors. You just don't eat them. So, which reminds me of a video I saw a year or so back that was supposed to be used to prove the wisdom of children in that they would never eat something if they knew what was in it. This man, and I thought this was comical as the way it started out, because this man proceeded to show a bunch of kids a bunch of chopped up body parts and bones and muscle fibers of a chicken that are not usually eaten by most people, but are the exact ingredients of chicken McNuggets, like at McDonald's. And it's just the the red stuff that they and the fat and all that other stuff that that you don't see in the packages that you buy the chicken wings or the chicken breasts from. So he showed the kids the raw body parts and the gizzards and the dismembered of the dismembered birds and then told them it's the same ingredients of chicken McNuggets. They all stated that they would never eat it. So to prove his point, he decided to package it differently. He took the body parts, the gizzards, and the bones, and put them in a blender right in front of the kids and chopped them up until they were like a big old pink blob. And this was with the bones and everything. The kids were thoroughly disgusted, of course, right? I mean, they didn't want anything to do with it. And then he started to shape these little pink blobs of bones and meat and gizzards into small little patties. And he asked the kids to eat it, and they, of course, all refused. He then breaded them up, and they still refused. He had them all nicely breaded up where you couldn't even see the pink stuff no more, right? Now, but this is what shocked me, and it shocked this guy, too, because he thought he was going to continue on, and the kids still wouldn't eat it. But the minute he started to cook them in a pan with the oil and the aroma of the cooking flesh and the bones wafted to their little noses, it smelled just like cooking chicken. All of them wanted to eat them. I couldn't believe it. My point is, Satan knows exactly what works with the human race when it comes to the lust of the flesh, and this includes diet. He desires to get everyone he can to deny their God by ignoring his command regarding what types of food we were created to eat. To deny that diet is to deny we were created by the very God that made us, because he knows how he made us, and he knows what will make us healthy and what will defile and sicken us. To ignore his will is to deny him as Lord. It's just that simple. He's either Lord or he's not. I mean, a lot of people don't seem to understand what the definition of the word Lord is. Some people actually think, well, the definition of Lord is, I just say Jesus Christ is my Lord, and that's it. Okay, well, welcome to the pile of humans that are all enraptured into that one statement in Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1. I mean, putting it in today's language, all they're more or less saying is we're going to read the Bible the way we want, we're going to walk the way we want to walk, we're going to talk the way we want to talk, but we're going to call ourselves Christians to take away our shame. Thank you, Sean. That's the verse there. Because it says, and in that day seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. The seven women are, of course, all the churches. The one man is Christ. Eating our own bread is the scriptures. Wearing our own apparel is your walk. That's why some of you have dreams about walking in underwear. We all have, of course. Sometimes we're not walking the way we should. He's talking to us, trying to get us back on track. And then, of course, only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. That's churchianity today. That's the way it is out there. You got a cross on your chest, boom, you're instantly a Christian. Just add water. You know, baptism. That's all you got to do. That's not Christianity. That's what Satan's been able to convince the people of the world so as to get as many people into that hellfire with him as he possibly can. And that was prophesied. That's why Jesus said, shall he find faith when he comes back? Real Christianity is when you have the trials with the smiles. Real Christianity is when you pray, they're answered, even if sometimes he answers no. Real Christianity is walking with Jesus Christ, and the real definition of the word Lord is if he says it in his scriptures, you better believe it, and that's got to settle it. I mean, because whatever he says goes, period. He's Lord. He made you. He knows what's best for you. It's kind of like your parents telling you as you grow up, don't do this, don't do that. It's not because they don't want you to have fun. It's because they did those stupid things when they were kids, and they know where it led. But, you know, when I was 16, it was like, Dad, you don't know anything. Hey, man, I've been around, you know. I've been on the planet 16 years. Give me a break, you know. So, yeah, I was a punk. I was a jerk. I was a hood. Tough love, you know. That's when it was more or less the 70s. That's when they started out with those silly terms that really all it meant was rebellion. Just packaged nicely. So, to ignore his will is to deny him as Lord. And that being the case, if you eat unclean foods and know what it says in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, you will not be in heaven. How do I know that? When speaking of the city of heaven, the Apostle John clearly said in Revelation 21, verse 27, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the maketh a lie thing is, of course, just, all you got to do is mention one of the Ten Commandments. But the fact is here, I could see why the Lord mentions lie, because that is the very first sin. that Satan used to lure people in with him. Pride, of course, was first. But what I'm saying is what he used to evangelize the people, or the angels better, first. You know, he used the angels. He used a lie first. And then, of course, he used a lie on Adam and Eve. And then, you know, lying has always been like a spiritual burglary. You know, you don't expect it. You trust that person. It's like being burglarized. But this whole thing here with the eating of the swine and stuff like that, because a lot of people still seem to think it's America's new chicken, you know, because I remember the billboards, too, that they used to put up to America's new white meat, you know, pushing pork. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the videos where they show you take a pork chop, a raw pork chop, and you put it in a saucer and fill it with Coca-Cola. And after about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you'll see a bunch of worms coming out of the flesh because they can't handle the acid of the Coke, right? And people say, oh, okay, well, that's scary. I don't want to do that. But I'll tell you what, I'll make sure my pork chop is cooked extra well done. And says, okay, well, why don't you just take that same pork chop, well, before you put the Coke on it, of course, take that same pork chop, put it in an oven for 3 hours at 500 degrees. Let it cool down because it's just going to be a charcoal briquette after that point. It's not going to be edible. Take it, and I've shared this before, take it out, put it on your kitchen table with some white typing paper and break it open, and you'll see what looks like mouse droppings in there, in the dust, in the black dust. You'll see mouse droppings. Crack one open. That worm's still alive. So when you eat pork, I don't care how well done you cook it, those worms are still going to get in your system. And they're going to end up in your elbows like they did for me, and that crippled my right arm for about 6 months. Or literally go into your brain. There's videos on YouTube. They're kind of gory, so you might want to take a look at these. But some people have had their eyeballs filled with those worms. Those worms are going to figure out of some place in your body that they're going to want to be that to survive. And they'll go right through your gut wall. I mean, the acid in your stomach doesn't even kill them. And which also reminds me what my wife just revealed to me about an article she saw, or a video, I don't know if it was a video or an article, about a farmer and his son that died. I think it was in this area, Fran. Well, not directly near us, because we don't have any pig farms near here. There is one about 3 or 4 miles away, but it wasn't here? Okay, all right. And she was telling me about how it was they have, like, if you've ever been near a pig farm, or even a couple of miles from a pig farm, you know it's really hard to breathe. It's a smell you can't describe. It's worse than stagnant water. I don't know if you've ever smelled stagnant water, but that's crazy bad smell. It's worse than carrion. And carrion's just rotted flesh. But this smell of the pigs, it has a toxic stink. And this is what gets me, and how people just seem to think it's nothing wrong with eating a pig. The waste that comes out of the back end of that pig can't be allowed to be around humans. I mean, they've already proven this about 5 or 6 years ago. I put an article on the website about this, too, about how it causes a brain virus, and it kills people if you're around pigs too long. That's why a lot of these farms, they have pig farms, have the basements. The pigs are walking around on top of this grating at all times, and there's a vent that goes higher than the house, so they don't have to smell the smell. I mean, they're still going to smell it, but it's not going to be as intense because it's going to be going up and wafting away. The people a mile to up to 2 miles away from them will smell it, though. But it'll be pretty well filtered out with the atmosphere, so it won't be as dangerous. But what Fran was telling me, they had the smaller pig farm, I guess, and the part of that vent that comes out that stops the stink from being close to the home of the guys that run the pig farm, and it broke. The pump broke. And they saw the part, and it fell in the slop, that, you know, in the basement, all the, you know, excrement from the pigs that fall down into there. And it was in the urine. It's all mixed in that soup down there, right? And the smell is off this chart, but so what the farmer's son decided to do, he's going to hold his breath and go down there and grab that part and go back up the ladder. But from what Fran told me, he went down the ladder, grabbed the part, and collapsed. The dad saw it. He ran down there, and he grabbed his son, threw him over his shoulder, got halfway up the ladder, almost made it out, and then he collapsed, and they both died because of this. I mean, it was that poisonous. That stuff that comes out of those pigs when it's in that, because there's some of these farms have thousands of these pigs, so there's a lot of that stuff down there, and it's highly concentrated, and it's very, very, very toxic, and people eat these animals. Yeah, he was overcome by the fumes, and just because he had to breathe, he couldn't hold his breath that long, and he took a breath, and that was it. I mean, it's just one breath is all it's going to take to knock you out, because there's no oxygen in that stuff. So I would think twice. I wouldn't even give it a second thought if somebody brought me a pork chop. And I used to love pork rinds, and that's why I got those worms and stuff like that. Yeah, even in the pork rinds, those worms are in there. You can't see them; they're very tiny sometimes, but they're in there. But yeah, I used to like the bacon. It's in the bacon too, because you don't really burn the bacon. I mean, you make it, crispy and stuff. Yeah, that's why I used to like it, but. Worms still alive in there, too, and, of course, the pork chops, and anything else that has pork in it, like marshmallows, and, eyebrows just jumped up. I can see that from here. Look at the ingredients of a bag of marshmallows. You see the word gelatin? That's usually pork gelatin from the hoofs of the pig, and pepperoni. Well, pepperoni is pig. Yeah, that's just pig, and salami, and sausages have pork in it and stuff like that. There's all sorts of products that have pork in it. Hot dogs. Hot dogs also have earthworms in them. If you don't believe me, next time you're in the market, pick up I'm pretty sure it's Oscar Mayer. Look at the ingredients. It says earthobate. That's earthworms. They actually give it a fancy name so that you don't get all revolted when you buy it. Oh, what's earthobate? Oh, it's just some chemical that's good for me, I guess. It preserves the hot dog. it's an earthworm, pal. It's what you're eating. But yeah, there's pork in there and also. Our dogs, we won't even buy pork for our dogs, because those worms will affect the animals too. I mean, the dogs are meat eaters. We do like having them on more or less a vegan diet with the milk bones and all these other things that we give them. But when we give them treats every night, like yesterday I gave them turkey jerky. Ain't no worms in there. And so, but yeah, we're just, our dogs are kosher too. Pig ears for dogs are very bad too. And they have fake pig ears. It says, actually says better than ears. Those are good. I think it's soy and veggie. It's mostly veggie and stuff like that. And our dogs love them. And they're usually cheap. It's like you get four of them for like $2. And it looks like a pig ear. They make it shaped like a pig ear and everything. So, but anyway, I hope and pray you were blessed. I shall be back in a minute.